It's written by Abimbola Adelakun. It goes, Tinubu's presidency, affliction must not rise a second time.
I had to resist. Initially, I didn't even want to review this. But it was so well written and so well packaged that even if you don't believe in half of the things he said, you would have to admit that it's a masterpiece. And this is written by a lady called Abimbola Adelakun, and she says, Tinubu's presidency, affliction must not rise a second time. Where's all that coming from? There's a lot to it, but let me do the little that I can. She says that we always knew the day would come when former Lagos governor would declare his interest in running for president. And she says that in a country where politics is about seizing power, his presidential ambition has been especially obsessive. After leaving government in 2007, he has been calculatedly amassing the resources. Amassing the resources that will land him in Aso Rock. Unfortunately, Nigeria cannot afford a Tinubu presidency. And she says, following the Buhari's locust years with the impotence that Tinubu's leadership portends is to doom the country. After 8 years of maladministration by Buhari, we cannot waste one more day of our national life on another deadwood. And she goes on and on. She says that Nigeria needs a turning point, and that everybody, including some of Tinubu's close associates, know that it does not represent the future. Some things should be left where they were buried, and that includes his presidential dreams. That is her own view. And she goes on to talk about spin doctors and what they would do and what they wouldn't do. And she says this, and this is where, again, we have our concerns, and I feel that the gentleman called Jubrin, Honorable Jubrin, who is the head of the campaign group or whatever it is, he owes the nation an apology for insulting us in that interview that he had with Arise TV, in which he said that our insistence for due diligence is trash. If that is the kind of campaign they want to run, good luck to them. He was so arrogant in the interview, a bit uncomfortable probably, and it was as if he was saying something to the effect that whatever you guys say doesn't matter. We are going to win the election anyway. But this is what Abimbola Adelakun says, and I identify with it. He says this is a man whose identity is shrouded in incredulous falsehoods. Everything about his persona is, she uses a word I don't want to use on radio, from his parentage to his age and to his educational history. His political career has been defined by an unflinching record of primitive accumulation of wealth and power. That is why, even without an observable source of livelihood, he would boast he was richer than the whole of Osun State. I remember that. I saw that on video. Not only has the destiny of Lagos revolved around him since 1999, but he has also plugged his immediate family members into powerful positions just so he can control governance resources at every level. Anyway, you need to find time to read this. Written by Abimbola Adelakun. It's a masterpiece. Have you read it?
No, I haven't.
Find time to read it, Sheriff. What do you think?
No, I have no opinion.
You can't
Because at this point, also things will come out. At this point.
Okay, what do you think of the Jubrin interview?
What Jubrin interview?
Sheriff, must you buy now?
What Jubrin interview?
Okay, I want to go to the toilet. I leave you standing. A very wicked man. Yeah,
what?
The interview Jubrin had with Arise, and he was asked a simple, basic question.
Yeah.
And he went on insulting Nigerians. He says it's a trash. What's wrong with these people?
He also said that when the time comes, they will put everything out there.
What time is coming? He should let us know. All we are asking is, who is this man?
When the time... I'm saying the other side of what he said, that when the time comes, they would put everything out
there. He could have said that even and politely and gone, but he kept talking like he referred to it as trash. Are we going to wake up one day and discover that somebody comes to tell us, oh, this gentleman is from Botswana? We have to know who we are going to vote for or who is being put forward. But anyway, we all know what it is, so...
We all do?
I do.
Okay.
Sheriff, I'm going to pay you back. Let it be on record. I'm going to pay you back for what you just did.
I didn't do anything.
I'm going to pay you back.
Okay, let's go to the Vanguard. 2023, Ohaneze, MBF, others back Umahi's call for Igbo presidency.
It's not a call. Why are we playing? Why are my brothers in the East playing the wrong politics? Go out there and start negotiating. Don't keep claiming it as a right. It's not a call. It's not a call. Put your best foot forward. Go out there and negotiate with other nationals. This idea of sitting back and saying we'll make a call, we're going to do this, you're not going to threaten anybody. You have to go out there. Some of us wish that for justice, equity, and fair play, Nigerian standard, that yes, the next president should come from the East. But again, to go back to my Senator Ogulewe, nobody's going to serve it to you a la carte. You got to go out there and fight for it. Mm. So this idea of making a call, that's not the way to go.
Okay.
The way to go is to go back to the 20s, which you should have done about 3 years ago, and bring out your first 3-4 across the two parties.
Okay. Well, Umahi himself said that he got a call from God. That, but then God did not tell
which
him
telephone,
that.
Which
He said God did not tell him whether he would win or not, but that he got a call from God to run.
People should stop this. I mean,
all sorts of things you will hear.
You know, jokes apart now, the world is watching us.
Yeah.
These people are representing our country in the world polity.
True.
The world is watching how we're playing politics. How does this sound to an European or even some other African, someone in Rwanda, that we keep asking a gentleman to give us his real name, his real schools? How does this sound? I hope our politicians realize that the world is watching us. How would you...
Something as basic as that.
Yes. How would you say that God gave you a call? What has God got to do with all this? I mean, let's get serious. It's a reflection, and I mean, look at the way we followed the American elections.
Yeah,
that was America for you. Mm-hmm. The emergence of Trump, and now back again to Biden, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. That's America for you. Yeah. This is Nigeria. These guys are representing us in a way in world politics, and the basic things we cannot even do. Mm-hmm. It's disgraceful.
It's basic.
Nigeria needs a Moses.
Very basic.
Nigeria needs a Moses who will come out boldly. It's not my people called on me or God told me or Jesus Christ wrote me a letter or I saw something in a dream. Mm. Can't we get serious for once, for God's sake?
Yeah.
That is why I like the spirit of the lady I'm going to talk to on Saturday.
On Saturday.
Yes. She comes out and says, I want to lead my country. Mm. I know she has virtually no chance, but I like her spirit, and we're going to encourage her. She will use this as a test, but you never know how far she'll go. We need bold people.
Yeah, we do.
Why do you shy away from these things? A man wants to run for presidency as we speak. As Shibaji was going to run, he's not going to run. For God's sake, the man is already the VP. If he's going to run, let him come out. But working on that, what are you... I mean, what's the whole thing... That's why that gentleman, again, is the front runner. He understands these things. Mm-hmm. He understands these things. But let's get into that. Yeah. I'd like to call on the gentleman from the East. If you're dead serious that you'd like one of yours to be president, you're a bit late. It's a bit late in the day. Mm-hmm. Because by now, such a person should have been visible. And you should have had representation across the two parties. Mm. The book written by Chinua Achebe, a man had about 4 or 5 children. He left one in the traditional whatever and sent the other one to church so that any which way, he ends. That's what you should do, the two parties.
Right. Let's go to page 18 of the Vanguard newspaper. Lessons in the life and times of Archbishop Desmond Tutu.
Do we have a Desmond Tutu?
I don't think so.
I'm afraid to ask you questions now because I never know what I'm going to get.
Wait now, but I think you asked this, you know, when he passed, and I said I don't think so. Like
isn't that sad that a country of 200 million people and 60 something years of existence, we don't have anybody we can put forward for a proper Nobel Prize that Desmond Tutu got. You know that Wole Soyinka got his for his literary works. We don't have somebody in that mold. We don't have a Mandela.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
The closest we had were those who fought for independence for the country. And since then, we haven't had anybody in that mold. And it is sad. And so the Vanguard writes this editorial and says, "Lessons in the Life and Times of Desmond Tutu." The Vanguard describes him as being fearless in his confrontation with apostles of apartheid, which was one of the greatest acts of man's inhumanity against man. He stressed nonviolence in the struggle against apartheid. But he was later to highly criticize the what's the name of the party?
ANC.
ANC. He highly criticized them publicly and said, "This is not what we fought for." And the most important thing about it all was that he was humble about it.
Yes, he was.
Nigerians are not humble. It's not in our lexicon. We don't believe. We always like this. "Do you know who I am?" I wanted to say something. Honestly, our culture tickles me. You know, I almost wanted to say, "Do you know who I am? I'm the chief security officer." Yeah, you know. But what was, and look at his funeral.
Yeah.
You know? Look at the coffin. Simple.
Simple.
Yes. And he says that despite being a leading religious leader of international repute, Tutu did not shy away from exposing religion as a major tool used by the Western imperialists to rob and enslave Africa. And it is still being used as we speak.
Till now.
One of the things that has held us by the jugular in this country, right, apart from our own misdemeanor, is religion. It's being used to, we're going through a second slavery.
Right.
Where everything you do, look at what happened in Ogun State recently. Mm-hmm. Where everything you do that is traditional is condemned, either directly or by implication. And no country grows like that. No country grows like that. No country grows like that. He says that we had the land and they had the Bible, he said in one of his parables.
Yeah.
Then they said, "Let us pray," and we closed our eyes. When we opened them again, they had the land and we had the Bible.
Kai.
Let me read it again. We had the land. They had the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So they now came to us and said, "Let us pray." We closed our eyes. When we opened our eyes, they had the land.
You know?
And it's a sad narrative of the country that you know, that all of us belong to, that we allowed this, and it is still happening as we speak.
Yeah.
I remember vividly when this new wave of, well, it's no longer new now, of Pentecostal, whatever it is, came so many years back. The first set of churches were flying American flags. And for those of us who knew what was coming, we said, "Aha." Now people go, you need to see how people do Thanksgiving when they get an American visa. Right. And mines have been, where is there? We need to bring Blade
Thanksgiving
again. We need to bring Blade again. Anyway, it says the life Desmond Tutu lived and the way the world is celebrating him is a big lesson to our political leaders. Which of our political leaders would the world celebrate should they fall dead now? Which, can you name one? Would the world celebrate political leaders?
That'll be hard.
Those of you who have access to YouTube should type in this BBC Fela Kuti. BBC, that's the title of that track. He didn't record it, but it's on YouTube, and listen to it. The story about how in the country of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. But the blind don't even know if that man that has one eye, if that eye is functioning well.
Indeed.
That's where we find ourselves.
Yeah, that's our position.
Or even go hire the eye. Maybe go hire the eye from because the rest are blind.
Oh boy. So Twitter is back.
Twitter is back.
Yeah. I have it here.
Oh, no. You have it? Let me test my intro.
I have it here.
Philip, are you on Twitter?
You need to restart. You just need to restart your phone.
I should reset my phone before it works.
I think so. I'm not sure, but I think so. But because that's what I did.
And it works.
Yeah. You know, we have a private network in here. So our own private network has not been
programmed.
Free
look at this, it's still, this is what it was doing at 4:30 in the morning. It's still doing, see, look at
then
it's buffering.
Try and restart the device. I just did. And,
what's the device?
And
oh, that's the working. Phone.
Yeah.
You remember?
You did not just say that.
Okay. All right, but by tomorrow, I'm sure we'll all be
it's
up and
good
doing.
To be back on Twitter.
My Twitter handle, for all it's worth, please yeah. note, is at Jimmy Disu. You don't need to worry about it.
My Twitter handle, for all it's worth.
But you see, all this good mood you're exhibiting, I haven't forgotten what you do. I'm like an elephant.
What is it?
What you did to me this morning?
Why did not do anything?
I know. Molatic Besson. Unless you give me a peace offering.
Okay. I'll work on that. Philip, we have an assignment. We'll decide on the peace offering. Let's go to the punch. Page 5. Suspected cultist kill girl in Delta. Pluck out eyes. Dump body by roadside.
You see, Sheriff, now it's now the eyes. Mm. At one time, it was the tongue. It was the private part. It's now the eyes. The only reason, or the major reason why we're highlighting this story this morning, mm-hmm. is to serve notice, especially to our ladies. The men too need to be this much careful, mm-hmm. but especially the ladies. You have to be extremely careful mm-hmm. who you associate with. For those of you who are doing what they call runs, this is the wrong time to do it. Trust me. You can't trust anybody. Remember, one guy was found guilty of killing his girlfriend and burying her in the room of his house.
Yeah.
The funny guy did not know that you have to bury somebody 6 feet. Yeah. So, Okutosi, Yosita, put her in the shallow grave. The whole place was smelling. Mm. His father called in the police. He was sentenced to death. I don't know if he's been killed now as we speak. But let's all be careful. Fathers, tell your daughters. Mothers, tell your daughters. Daughters, tell your... daughters, tell your sisters, everybody, be very, very careful. Now, it's not enough for you also to have known the person.
Mm-hmm. It's not enough.
From the kind of news that we get, it's not enough for you to say, oh, we were in school together. No.
But why do we have so much of racial killings?
It's poverty. It's poverty and not just poverty. All these things are wrapped into one. Poverty. When you don't have values, traditional values, they're being eroded. Yeah. Then this is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
You get empty vessels, empty human beings. A lot of us have become robots. We are empty. We don't have the spirit of our country in us. We don't have that national spirit. We don't have pride. We beg anybody for anything. We do anything to make money. You know? And you ask yourself, where is all this going to get us? Only God will help us. That is why I'm a very strong believer in traditional values. Very strong. Look at what happened in the case, for example, when the Oba of Benin stood up.
Yeah.
You know, when he stood up. Now you hardly hear of this Italy, whatever it is again. That's why I felt very sorry for that character that went to and thought he could crack a joke about the Oba of Benin. I lived in Benin before.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He thought he could crack his nonsense jokes like they do here in the social media. Mm. They ran him out of town immediately. If we don't pay a premium, because our religious leaders have failed us.
Do you think that could have happened in Lagos or in any Yoruba land?
It could have happened in Yoruba land. Even the Obas would laugh with him now. Some would even take selfies with him. Some of them, I don't mean all. We don't have, all these things have been eroded.
Right.
Our traditional values are virtually gone. Obato Nyibanga, give me a break. When I was young, how would I have ever thought that any of the Obas at that time, that I saw a video of an Oba, he was playing with Bang. There was another one that put this and teach it. I was celebrating his birthday in public at a party. No, we don't. And these little things, you see, people gloss over them
yeah.
and think that, once they go to church. No. That is religion. That one has failed us anyway. Mm-hmm. Our traditional values. And unfortunately, that is where our politicians have decided to lay their attack. So we have a long problem ahead. It's just coming. It's rearing its ugly head. Right. So this girl, she was in her early 20s. Yeah. Her eyes were removed by suspected cultists. They are most likely young boys because I hear this. They have Yahoo, Yahoo.
I don't know if the same story I read about the 300 level UNIJOS students.
This is another one.
Oh, wow. And I just read that one last night.
That last night. But, and I heard they caught the guy now.
Yes, they caught him. They caught that one. So this is another one.
Did she die?
That one? Yes, yes, she died. She died.
This one too died, though. So, you know, they saw the girl wearing a pair of jeans and a white top. Her face was covered with blood. Her two eyes were no more.
My word.
But let me, I don't know. There's no time for that. I need to bring in some traditionalists and explain to me why, when you want to do money medicine, it has to be something ridiculous. I saw a video a year ago, a young chap, very agile young chap, maybe in his late 20s, about two times the size of Philip Mehoki. We found him on top of a cow. Not riding a cow. I don't want to say it, but you understand. If you say you don't understand, then if there be
friends, I do. I understand.
Him on top of a cow. His friends were videoing him.
My word.
For money. The question I ask is, okay, so if I'm not going to get money by hard work, but why do I have to do it through a ridiculous, either from rituals, or you sleep with the tortoise, or sleep with all kinds of ridiculous things. Then when we were young, we heard of many stories. They said there was one man, he did Ogunwo, what they call Ogunwo. And they said that the Babalawo told him that this Ogunwo that we did, though, when you sit in your car, you must not lean back. If I say it in English, it doesn't have the word offensive. How do you buy a luxury car, sit in it, and not lean back? Another one, that one died. I think that was in Kwara or Kogi, I can't remember. But it was in the old Kwara. The other one, they told him, you must not sleep in the house that you built. Isn't that ridiculous? So he built this palatial place, but he can't sleep there. So one Ileya day, he went there. After eating and whatever, and two green bottles to put the lamp down, he leaned back on his couch and he slept on. So those who saw him around it, of course, the rest of people in the house didn't know. Say, Eba wa just saying what that. So from there he went.
What's that?
Straight. So why I need a traditionalist to tell me why every time you hear of, look at Lukudi. When we were young, they said there was something Lukudi. If you swallow it, that Lukudi, yeah. And your belly,
as it grows, you.
It grows. Yes. Do I look like?
No, you don't. My belly is not that big. You don't.
Even Obey had to sing a song that he didn't have Lukudi. His stomach was just big. Babu Lukudi. You never heard.
Yes, I do.
It's crazy.
I think there is further conversations to be had about the veracity of such foray.
Well, anything in that realm usually falls on them. Say, okay, you would know one or two people when the community was smaller. You'd know one or two people that you would say, this one, it looks as if he did juju medicine.
Yeah.
So, like you rightly said, we must look for a traditionalist who will tell us, somebody who is versed in this. Whatever, but supposing he comes and they now tell him that if you know you want to get money, you should go and shake the hand of a broadcaster, and that everything that should go to the man will go to you.
I'll just set you up straight.
Sheriff, you're a wicked man. My children are listening, so that all that I have now will go to the man.
But I think it's becoming pretty alarming, the rate of especially you know back in the day, those things we usually hear of big people, adults, you know, older people,
but now younger people, and the things that they do completely bizarre. I mean, I didn't hear of anybody sleeping with a cow.
I've heard people eating bread and
no.
Sorry.
Don't say it.
Apologies to everybody. What? I'm not telling you. I'm not going to repeat it. What do you
don't
mean?
Repeat it? Ah. They eat a sandwich of.
You know, it's yeah, really.
I've heard it. Not just that. I saw a disgusting video.
I saw that too.
Why would I want to do that for money? Supposing I do it and I don't now do and I don't have the money, what happens?
It's genuine. Yeah.
But Sheriff, you made a very valid point, and I think I want to take up the challenge.
Yeah.
We need to. Who can we talk to? I need to find somebody, some traditionalist. Huh? Sheriff.
Okay. You don't need the mic.
Who is your uncle?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
I bring him now.
I have no
idea. Won't tell anybody that he's your uncle.
This guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
If you have one Baba Gudugba is your uncle, bring him.
You people should not believe him. This is an expensive joke. We have to go. We have to go now.
Because of this, your uncle.
No. It's almost time for news. We have to go. It's been an interesting, but I think it's something worth looking into.
No, it is. And it would probably educate us more.
Yeah.
And maybe some people will learn from it.
Yeah.
Because like we read this, apart from this killing, some of the things, why would you kill your own girlfriend and bury her in your room? And then a graduate of engineering.
Yeah. We must go. Jimmy will be back at 9 for Daily Digest. Jimmy, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
I'm Sheriff Quadri. The news is next. Good morning to you.
It's 8 o'clock. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.